Welcome, come on in. Hope you can find a seat still. It's full like it should be. This is great. So good to see you. Come on in. Ushers, pack them in, just 6 inches between each person. Come on in. So glad you're here. All right, wow. Well, welcome to Hillside Church. Great to have you once again. Hey, if you didn't know, today is the official last day of fall. This is why I'm wearing the brown still. Last day of fall. Tomorrow, we move into the official season of winter. And with winter, of course, means it's the shortest, darkest day of the year, they would say. As that tilt of the Earth's axis, 23 and a half degrees, is furthest away from the northern hemisphere. And for tomorrow, we have that 10 hours of daylight, 14 hours of darkness. Now, there are some who will say, you know what? Christmas, it really didn't happen on the 25th. Jesus wasn't born then. Well, let me just say this. For those who might say that, and you can say that, and you would have validity with that, you would say, well, there was a festival long ago called Saturnalia that the Romans celebrated from December 17th to the 23rd. And yes, it was pagan. It was godless. It was a time of drunkenness and disobedience. That's true. And many would light candles or light fires to kind of fend off the darkness, as the Celts and the Romans both had those traditions. But let me just say this. I find nothing wrong with using the darkest day of the year to proclaim the light of the world, Jesus, coming into the world. So, nothing wrong with that. Everything right with that. Because we know that as Jesus comes into a situation, man, he dispels the darkness. The darkness cannot constrain it. Because we know that John the Apostle wrote, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot restrain it, cannot apprehend it, cannot stop it. So Jesus' light, 2,000 years later, still shines. And today as we watch this performance of the greatest story ever told, I think you're going to agree, the light is still shining brightly of Jesus through these kids. So let me pray and open our time. And before I even do that, let me say thanks to Misty Dornan for just having the will, the desire, the energy, the trust in Jesus to do this performance. Thank you, Misty. I'll say it even beforehand. Thanks to Betty Reynolds, who made these beautiful costumes along with others. Thank you, Betty. Wow. Betty's somewhere back there. Thanks to Jessica Sederifa, Joe and Joe Romano, and Robert Lees for making the set here. This is beautiful. Wow. When we dim the lights, we're going to feel like we're in Bethlehem. It's going to be terrific. And again, to so many of you who helped in some way to get this morning together, to present this. And again, it's not a presentation. It's really a witness of Jesus Christ. It's more than a present. It's not a performance. Man, this is a privilege for us to portray what would have happened at that time when Jesus, the light of the world, came into the world, left his glory with the Father, humbled himself, and came amongst us as a man. Wow, what an amazing miracle that was, and it still is. So let's pray together, and then we'll start the greatest story ever told. Thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name, for this wonderful morning, Lord. Thanks for these parents, Lord, who saw fit to bring their kids to this church for this moment, Lord, where we get to portray, to reenact the greatest story ever told, how Jesus, God the Son, came into the world to shine his light, Lord, that all would be saved, God. We're so thankful for that. Lord, thanks for these kids willing to step up and memorize their lines and sing songs and have the courage and the love to come out and do this for us, Lord. What a gift it is for us, God, at this little church in this little town. So, Lord, we ask that you would be honored by this presentation, Lord, that we would be blessed, and that the light would shine brightly during this time when it's so dark, Lord, when darkness permeates our society right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, shine your light in a fresh new way, we ask. In your name, amen. Well, with that, the Christmas story.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I'm a shepherd boy. I take care of the sheep out here in Bethlehem. Would you like to know what happened on this very special night when my grandfather was a little shepherd boy? Well, warm your hands by the fire and I'll tell you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree. Now, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. There were shepherds living out in. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender. Heaven. born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love, pure light, radiant beam from thy holy faith, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
And there were shepherds living out in the And there were shepherds out living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Hark. Come on, hark to hear.
Herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they went and spreaded the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Born a king of Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never over us all to reign.
Frankincense to offer up high, incense owns a deity night, prayers and praising, amen raising, worship him God on high.
Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, souring, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the cold stone tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, pierced through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Jesus was a king for all people, and one day every knee will bow before him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. On coming to the house, the star they saw in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over where the child was. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Small child in the land of a thousand, one small dream and a savior tonight, one small hand reaching out to the starlight, one small city of fire. One king bringing him gold and riches, one king ruling an army of mine, one king kneeling with incense and candlelight, one king bringing his love. Oh, one king bringing. See him lying, a cradle beneath him. See him smiling in the star. See his mother praising father. See his tiny eyelids fall. One small child in a land of a thousand, one small dream in a people of mine, one small hand reaching out to the starlight. One small child in a land of a thousand, one small savior light. Oh, one small savior of light.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with the child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Merry Christmas!
I'm going to borrow the mic here for a second. Well, for a few minutes, really. First off, wow. Excellent. Wow, well done, all of you. From 1 year to 16 years. Well, actually, the three kings were a little older than that, weren't they? But so well done. What a privilege and what a performance, but also what a message. The greatest message that we could possibly share, and you've done it. So kids before, and kids of all ages, Tina has some neat things for you that, as you leave the stage, make sure you get something from Tina there, just a little gift of appreciation. Also, we want to thank, of course, Misty, Betty, Jessica, Joe, and Robert for making a beautiful set here. And we have something for you. And of course, for Doug and Delaney, ending us with that beautiful song. They didn't need any backup, really. They were just fantastic. Thank you, Doug and Delaney, for doing that. Wow. Yeah. Sure. One small child. Wow, that little child made quite a difference in history, didn't he? Because he would grow up to be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. But as you saw in the presentation, there were some who had no room for him. How would you like to be known as the inn that says, Jesus almost slept here? That would be terrible, wouldn't it? But he was born. He didn't stay a child. He grew up, of course, to be the Savior of the world. But sometimes during Christmas, we get so busy, I know I do, with the other things of Christmas that aren't as important, like the baking of the cookies and the buying of presents and the decorating and the cooking. Although I'm so glad for the Lepe family, who's going to bless you in a big way after this with tamales and cookies and all kinds of good things. So give them a hand in advance. Yes. So I don't want to downplay the importance of meeting together and having food and a meal. But here's what I want to leave you with. Do you have room in your heart for Jesus? Because really, Christmas only comes alive when you make room in your heart for Jesus. And in a world that is so full of darkness and depression and violence and fear, we need Jesus' light more than ever to shine in our hearts. And if you've never made room for Jesus in your heart, I hope that this maybe has prompted you, that God's Spirit has spoken to your heart during this time. And maybe for you, this could be your greatest, best, brightest Christmas ever, if you would just make room for Jesus in your heart, in your life, for him. And so as we end, and we thank God for our time and for these beautiful kids and teenagers and adults that have just blessed us, boy, I would encourage you to pray as I pray to open your heart to Jesus if you've never done that. And let me tell you, your life will never be the same. So let's do that. Let's pray right now together. Thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name, for this wonderful performance, Lord, this witness of the greatest story ever told. And Lord, to think that you were born in a lowly cave, Lord, in a manger amongst the animals, Lord, shows us that you're willing to humble yourself and leave your place in heaven, Lord, with the glory that you have with the Father, and humble yourself and become a man, a baby, Lord, that you might know and relate to those things that we experience, Lord. You suffered in every way, but yet you lived a sinless life, Lord, a sinless, suffering life. And Lord, you died a sacrificial death on that cross for us, Lord. You took our place, Lord, because we know that the wages of sin is death, Lord, but that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So, Lord, thank you. And then, Lord, the story didn't end there. You had a glorious resurrection, God, and you've given us the hope of the resurrection by your resurrection, Jesus. And Lord, I pray if there's anybody here that has never made room for you in their heart, Lord, that they, like a child, would open up their heart and pray a simple prayer like this, Lord, that you will honor. Dear Jesus, Lord, thank you that you brought me here today. And Lord, I've heard the message, Lord, through the mouths of children. And right now, I want to open my heart to you, Jesus. I want to make room for you in my life. Up until now, I haven't done it, Lord. I've pushed you away. I've crowded you out with other things. But now I want to make room for you, Jesus. So please, come into my heart. Shine your light. Forgive me, Lord, of my sins. Take away the darkness, Lord, of my life. And give me new life. And Lord, I thank you now. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because your word is true. That he who has the Son has life. And you've given me life, Lord. I'm born again now as a baby. As that baby Jesus, Lord, I'm born anew. Now, God, help me to grow, Lord, through prayer and the reading of your word and fellowship and all these things, Lord. That I would grow from a baby, just like Jesus grew up, Lord. Help me to grow up from a baby Christian to be a strong Christian, Lord, that can bring others the light of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you now for those who might have prayed a prayer like that. And, Lord, for those of us who have known you for a while, Lord, help us that our light wouldn't grow dim for you, Jesus, that we wouldn't be too busy for you as your children, God, but help us to shine your light in Julian, Lord, Ramona, and to the uttermost parts of the world, God. Help us do that with the gospel. And we thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you in advance for the food and the coffee and the cocoa and the cookies, all the things we're about to enjoy. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. 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 Hey, if you prayed a prayer like that, again, don't leave without receiving the gift of God's word. And certainly, I want to honor a few people here right now. First of all, Misty Dornan, can you stand up? Thank you, Misty, for doing this. Thank you. Kids, I'm sorry. Kids, you need to go down. After you get your little gift from Tina, you can go downstairs. Thank you, Jessica Sederifa, for creating a beautiful set. Jessica, painting. Okay. Thank you, Betty Reynolds, for making the costume so beautiful, Betty. Thank you. God bless you for that. Thank you, Joe Sr. and Joe Jr. Romano, for, again, beautiful set. And Robert Lees, wow, constructing a set. Outstanding. And again, thank you for all you parents who spent time with your kids memorizing their lines or a song and for bringing them here to this church. Thank you, parents. Thank you so much. And finally, of course, to the kids. Wow, what a performance. And thank you, Jesus, for giving us the greatest story ever told. God bless you guys. Stick around for the goodies, and we'll see you. A few announcements. Yes, of course, Ken.
Yeah, before we dismiss, remember to stop by the bookstore. We have some new books, so please stop by and check those out. The Christmas card box is back. Please stop at the back table. See if you have Christmas cards back there. If you have Christmas cards for the church family, you can bring them. It'll be up for a few more weeks, so you can bring your cards. You don't have to mail them. Drop them off at the church. We'll sort them out, and then the people can pick them up. And remember the Christmas Eve service on December the 24th at 2 o'clock. And then one more announcement. I am the chair of the elder board, and you might think, wow, that's exciting, and boy, you get to have fun every day. And no, it's not really like that. And but one of the things I get to do is things like this. So I'd like to have Tony and Tina come up. Tina has a Klingon there, but I'd like to have Tony and Tina come up. That's okay. 2020 has been a challenging year for everyone, for the church as well. We've had services in the building. We've had services outside of the building. We've had services at the camp. We've had services just live stream. And Tony has led us through all of those things with Tina behind him, pushing him, keeping him from tripping and falling. We appreciate that. And the church family and the elder board have a little something for you. It's got my name on it, but it's actually what's inside is for you, I think. We appreciate you, and we appreciate Tina and your whole family and all that you've done for us and the church. And we just wanted to thank you.
In 2021, let's make it the brightest year ever. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Ken.
You can go. You are dismissed now. You can go in the back and fellowship. And
thank you. See you on Christmas Eve, 2 o'clock. If you're here still, 2 o'clock, Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Thank you.